This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. Initial results released Saturday propelled Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. The vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Raisi won nearly 18 million votes in the contest, well ahead of the race's sole moderate candidate. However, Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. His candidacy and the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him sparked boycotts and a lack of interest among many eligible voters. Amnesty International on Saturday renewed a call for Raisi to be investigated for his role in what Washington and rights groups have called the extrajudicial executions of thousands of political prisoners in 1988. Iran has never acknowledged the mass executions, and Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations about his role. Some clerics have said the trials were fair, praising the, quote, eliminating of armed opposition in the early years of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Amnesty has called in the past for an investigation into Raisi. The group says the hardline judiciary chief should also be probed over a spiraling crackdown in recent years on human rights. The European Union's foreign policy chief told Lebanon's leaders on Saturday they were to blame for the country's political and economic crisis, and some could face sanctions if they continued to obstruct steps to form a new government and implement reform. Joseph Borrell said he was bringing a firm message to Lebanon that the country stood on the edge of financial collapse. This is VOA News. India's central government on Saturday urged states to be careful in reopening from COVID-19 lockdowns to prevent a resurgence of infections in the hard-hit country. Indian states are easing restrictions as a second wave of coronavirus infections appears to slow. The country is only behind the United States in confirmed infections at almost 30 million, with more than 385,000 deaths. Since the easing of restrictions, crowds and traffic have filled streets and cities across India, threatening another spike in infections in the world's second most populous country. The government is telling states to regularly monitor adherence to COVID-19 guidelines, masks, hand hygiene, social distancing, and proper ventilation in closed spaces. Russia's capital, Moscow, on Saturday reported a pandemic high for new coronavirus cases for the second consecutive day, as the city's hospitals are flooded with new patients due to the Delta variant. The city registered more than 9,000 new coronavirus infections in 24 hours. Those figures have ballooned from just 3,000 daily just 2 weeks ago, with the mayor of Moscow saying Friday that the highly infectious Delta variant first identified in India represents nearly 90% of new cases. The new wave of infections comes as Russia's second city of St. Petersburg, the country's worst COVID hotspot after Moscow, is slated to host seven Euro 2020 matches, including a quarterfinal July 2nd, expected to draw thousands of European football fans. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after what they say were lessons learned from previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says through rapid coordinated response efforts, Guinea managed to control the outbreak and prevent its spread beyond its borders. The Ebola outbreak from 2014 to 2016 killed 11,300 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. On Saturday, the United States marks Juneteenth for the first time as a federal holiday commemorating the end of legal enslavement of Black Americans. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday signed a bill making Juneteenth the 11th federally recognized holiday. Juneteenth, or June 19th, marks the day in 1865 when a Union general informed a group of enslaved people in Texas that they had been made free 2 years earlier by President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation during the Civil War. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.